the damages. A man who didn't finish his school. This song makes a guy dance. A guy can dance now. The street he grew up on. This song makes a guy dance like his hips are attached to his tongue and a toaster.
Good afternoon, CHUO listeners. You are tuned in to Now Playing on CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa and CHUO.FM online. It is Wednesday, February 8th. I'm your host, Emma Godmere, and I'm here in Toronto with three members of Will Curry and the Country French. We have Will, Stephen, and Amanda. They will be joining me today to chat about the tour that they're on right now and pick a couple of songs to spin for us. To kick things off, though, we're going to play a song of theirs. This is The Whale by Will Curry and the Country French on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Show me what shines. A bird to a building, a skirt to a healthy pair of eyes. Call me to be, call me to shot to the ceiling.
The show. You're tuned in to Now Playing on CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa and CHUO.FM online. I'm your host, Emma Godmere, and as I mentioned, I'm here with three members of Will Curry and the Country French, Will, Stephen, and Amanda. How's it going, you guys?
Awesome. Pretty good.
Well, thank you for meeting me on this, what is currently a Tuesday evening. You're playing Toronto tonight at the Horseshoe as part of, as I understand it, your first official tour for Awakey Sleepers, which is your debut album, which came out in the fall. Did you do some tour dates back in the fall as well?
We just did a few. We played just some local things with the Library Voices. Just a few shows, just to, I don't know, get our feet wet, I guess, in the new album. That's all.
Yeah. No, for sure. And of course, this is your debut album, first release in several years for you guys since your debut EP. How have you been spending, I guess, the time in between then? And does it feel kind of weird to be, you know, back in the swing of things right now?
Well, we have been touring and like and performing and stuff like that, but we've sort of been spending that time sort of just working through a lot of bureaucracy and label stuff, just trying to get everything coordinated. Sort of a long, dumb story about how it took so long, because the record was actually finished quite a while ago. But
right.
But no, nothing's really changed. I mean, we haven't stopped touring and playing and that sort of stuff yet.
I wonder, has there been a bit of a benefit to taking some more time with it, though? This is one thing that I wanted to ask you guys. With so much music coming out from so many people and, you know, so many outlets and, you know, music blogs, radio stations, everything, there's just always so much music coming at us all the time. Do you think there's been a bit of a benefit into taking your time with things this time around? Even though, as you mentioned, the record was pretty much completed a couple years ago.
I don't know. Like, I personally would have liked it if the album came out a little bit earlier, but it's good. Like, you know, we built up that momentum and everyone was waiting for the album to come out. So I'm glad it's finally released, but I think ideally we all wish that it came out, you know, a little bit sooner.
Better late than never.
Exactly.
And like you said, you kept people waiting, right?
Yep. Yeah,
kept ourselves waiting.
I've been telling people for years, like, just wait till it comes out. It's so good. You have to hear it.
We've kept busy, and like we've done other projects, you know, within that time. Like, we did the Tommy Douglas song, and so we've been keeping busy releasing other things as well. So,
yeah, absolutely. And you said you've been touring in between as well. Now, are all of you still based in Waterloo right now? Because I know that that's where everything originally came together for you guys a couple years ago.
Some of us still are, but some of us aren't anymore. We were there basically when we were still in school at Laurier.
Right.
And since then, we've moved off to do different things. But some people are still there. And there's like six of us. So some are there and some aren't. But we still say that we're from Waterloo because we're there all the time pretty much. Yeah.
Well, and that's what I wanted to ask is, what are you guys kind of each balancing right now? I guess at least for each of the three of you, where is your home base right now? And I mean, you, as we speak right now, I guess you guys are in the middle of a mini tour going from Windsor all the way to Quebec City. Have you had to balance some other things, you know, to make this tour happen with whatever else you've got on your plate?
Yeah, not so much. I mean, I have like flexible jobs as like I teach music back at home in Newmarket, but it's not really a big deal. It's not really a juggle. I just say I'm not here for the next 2 weeks, and then they're fine with that. But it's not like I'm putting some kind of career on hold to do something else or anything like that.
Right.
So,
Amanda?
I'm actually in the process of starting my own business, so it's very flexible right
now. And exciting as well. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I make jewelry, so I work from home, sell online, so it's very flexible.
Not rigorous hours, business
exactly.
hours.
Exactly.
And Steven?
And I spent the last year in London. I just finished up my master's, so I'm out of school now, so I'm just job hunting right now. And yeah, just doing random projects, all over the place.
Has it been difficult to keep the momentum of what you guys are doing now that a lot of you are dispersed outside of Waterloo?
Not really. I mean, things still move along business wise, but like anything, like there is time in between tours and things like that for us to have our own lives and stuff like that. But no, the wheels keep turning just as they always did. Yeah, and we've. You know, label and publicists and all that stuff sort of doing a lot of the dirt for us too, so that's good. That, where they actually do have a job doing that sort of thing, which is great.
That is their full-time job.
Right.
Yeah, so actually, do you know what we're going to do right now before we continue is we're going to let you guys pick some songs to play. I think, Will, you had one song in particular that you wanted to hear.
Yes, absolutely. I've been dying to... I actually haven't heard it in a while, but I would really love to hear Jasper by a good friend of ours, Aidan Knight from Vancouver.
Excellent.
Victoria, I should say. Victoria.
There's a big difference between the two, as I understand.
There is. He would be upset.
This is Jasper by Aidan Knight on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Came up to the water, put my feet into it, bathed my high heels and jasper, felt the sand give an inch. All the people bathing, teeth became connected, smiling while we waited into the shallowness. Take me down to the water, fill you up with the deepest of sorrows. That's my name, that's my brother, Sean alive on my own. Oh, when I was frightened, when you put your face in the mouth of the canyon, the murky water tides, what a relief to see all your sins absolved without a washing cloth, just the stillness of the night. Take me down to the water, fill you up with the deepest of sorrow. In the mouth of the canyon, the murky water tides, what a relief to see all your sins absolved without a washing cloth, just the stillness of the night. Take me down to the water, fill you up with the deepest of sorrow.
Welcome back to the show, here with members of Will Curry and the Country French, who are originally from Waterloo. Well, I guess originally each from a variety of different places, but for the most part, from Waterloo, in the way that that's where you guys all met up, at Wilfrid Laurier University. Now, me being unfamiliar with Waterloo, or Kitchener-Waterloo, as so many people refer to it as, I'd be interested in, maybe you guys can just explain to me what the difference is between Kitchener and Waterloo. Like, what's the situation? What's the situation in this place?
It's just sort of a weird divide, because in Waterloo you have, like, you have two universities, you have a college, and Kitchener you have not that.
There's like railroad tracks, and then as soon as you cross into Kitchener you feel that cold breeze of desolation and, like, I don't know, a bus station.
It's really weird. Like, I used to work downtown Kitchener, and it was in kind of a sketchy area, and, like, going to work every morning at, like, you know, 6:30, 7 a.m., like, there would be homeless people. Like, on an average day, I'd have, like, five or six people either want to, you know, buy drugs off me or sell me drugs or ask for change or just... And it's like, you know...
And then you'd cross the railroad tracks and it would be all different?
Well, on the way home...
The sunshine.
Yeah, exactly. When you get back to Waterloo, and it's just... It's a lot nicer, but...
See, people from Kitchener call it Kitchener-Waterloo. People from Waterloo just call it Waterloo. And we end it.
I've met some people from Kitchener.
Are you from Kitchener?
No, I'm not.
No, I mean, it's true. There are bits of Kitchener that are great, like the Kitchener Rangers. And, like, a lot of the, like, downtown, like City Hall and stuff like that. It's very nice. They sort of redid it.
They have a nice skating rink every winter out there at City Hall.
Yeah, but it's just sort of, there are some just choice locations in Kitchener where you think, like, oh, Kitchener, like, do better, honestly. There are a few things.
But, a message to the municipality of Kitchener.
Right. I mean, generally, overall, Waterloo is nicer, and I think even they know it, too. But there isn't, like, a big, animosity or a rivalry or anything like
that. It's not so much a rivalry as a distinction between the two.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Like, our bass player now lives in Kitchener technically. He's, like, just over the border, whatever.
On the side of the tracks.
Yeah. But I think he'll be the last person to admit it. Because if he says, like, oh, I live in Kitchener, people are like, oh, I don't want to go to Kitchener to go see you. Just say, like, I'm on the edge of Waterloo. And they'll be like, all right. Yeah.
So you guys are then, as you said, you still call yourselves from Waterloo, as if you're from Waterloo. And I guess my next question there is there a music scene, or was there a music scene when you guys were starting out in Waterloo, and what was it like starting out as a band at that time around there?
It was interesting because there wasn't, there, I mean, there is music, I suppose, but nothing really big came, like, the music scene sort of existed in the university that we went to, and we were the one group that had sort of come out of being known around Laurier to getting signed and doing this, like, national release and all this sort of stuff. And so we became big news in Laurier and in, like, UV Waterloo and that sort of thing as well. And Shad had also done the same thing years previous at Laurier. And so we were sort of put into that that sort of category. But there's great venues there, like the Starlight or even Jane Bond is really cool, stuff like that. But I can't think of other bands that were really, like, you know, that you'd see all the time, like we have in Toronto or anything like that. Though I'm sure there are lots of bands there. I'm just not very familiar with the scene, if it is there.
It's,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough. I found, especially with the lack of venues to play, because in Waterloo there's the Starlight, and there's not really many places for bands to play. And then Kitchener has even fewer clubs. Apparently Kitchener has a thriving metal scene, but
not something that you guys would necessarily be a part of.
Really, no.
Well, you can tell by looking at Kitchener that they have a thriving metal scene.
They probably have a lot of great metal musicians there. But
this area's in Ottawa, right?
That's okay. People very, very far away from Kitchener, Waterloo. Have no fear. Right. Have no fear. So, I mean, the other thing is that you guys, as you mentioned, you guys started out of the Wilfrid Laurier campus as well, and that must have been a really supportive environment to, you know, to start from. Do you think that kind of support in that smaller community, that more of a tight-knit community, helped you guys get to where you are now?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. We were studying music, obviously, at Laurier, and so all of our professors were really understanding and really really supportive. So, like, if we had to go on tour or something like that, we'd be gone for a few weeks. And I guess because we were pretty good, they didn't care. Like, if they had heard us and we were terrible, they would have said, maybe stay in theory class for a few weeks.
Gonna work some things out.
Yeah.
Did you not listen in last week's lesson?
Yeah. Let's brush up on your secondary dominance before we go out on tour. They were super supportive, and we even thanked some of them on the album because they were just so great. And it's just sort of this community of musicality that was developed, and meet a lot of other musicians and a lot of other great players and stuff like that. So it definitely helped. It really was a big part in forming the way that we do things, I think.
That's very cool, and I'm seeing that more even just from Ottawa as well. Coming out of the University of Ottawa's music department, the Balconies, who are now here in Toronto, and Kale Mattson, who are originally from Sault Ste. Marie. It just seems to be, maybe you guys started a trend or something.
It wasn't us. It's rare, I think, but there are bands that insist that they finish school before they get out of there. Born Ruffians did it. Sarah Sleen studied music at U of T for a long time. Not for actually a long time because she didn't finish, but a long time ago. they're great communities. They're a really great place to collaborate and to really work on your stuff. It's good.
Excellent. Now, Amanda, I believe you have a song choice for us next.
Yes, this song I can't get enough of. I listen to it all the time. Bobby Bazzini. It's called I Wonder.
On CHUO 89.1 FM.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sometimes I wonder, will you be my shoulder? If I cry, would you comfort me? Yeah. Will you love me forever? And will you take me like no other? 'Cause no, I can't say what's in your heart. Yeah. And I wonder, baby, will you stay with me? Yes, I wonder now what we used to be. 'Cause I wonder, will you always love me? Yeah. Now I've lost my disguise, so I'll just put it on the line. I think I found what I wanted for so long. Now, will you love me forever? And will you take me like no other? 'Cause no, I can't say what's in your heart, baby. And I wonder, baby, will you stay with me? Yes, I wonder now what we used to be. 'Cause I wonder, will you always love me, baby? I wonder now what we used to be. 'Cause I wonder, will you always love me? Yes, I wonder, will you always love me? Yeah. Said I wonder, love me, will you always love me? All the